This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Bruchim Abayim. We're continuing in Meseches Kesubais. Daf Ayin Zayin Amud Beis. Tonight, B'siyata D'shmai, we finish Hamadir. Okay. So the Gemara asked that the Mishnah listed cases that we force a couple to get divorced. What are the cases? Someone who's a mukashchin, a baal felifas, and if a husband has a very smelly, odious job. And the Gemara said, the Gemara quoted the statement of Rav Asi that we don't force only disqualified women to get divorced. When this was said before Shmuel, Shmuel explained it meant Chayvei Lavin. But if you're married for 10 years without children, you don't force them to get divorced. Rav Tachlifa Bavdimi said the name of Shmuel. He said, even if they're married 10 years and they don't have children, we do force them. So Gemara says, Bishlam, according to Rav Asi, the Mishnah is listing cases that you get divorced midrabanan, and it's not listing cases that you get divorced midaraisa, namely Chayvei Lavin. According to Rav Tachlifa, where the Mishnah does say cases that you have to get divorced midrabanan, why didn't the Mishnah also say where a couple is married for 10 years, we force them to get divorced, according to Rabbi Tachlifa Bar Avdimi? Says Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Lai Kasha Haba Mili Haba Shuti. Puri of Arivia, we only force them to get divorced with words. But if the husband has one of these mumin or has a smelly job, then we force physically. So Gemara asks Maskefla Rababa. Rababa asks Bidvram Le Yivasar Eved. An Eved will not be reprimanded with words. Words are completely ineffective in forcing anybody to do anything. Says Gemara, Ela Amar Rabbi Abba, but Rabbi Abba said, Hava Habashuti. Both we force them to get divorced with whips. Hassam over there, Ki Amra Havina Bahade, if it's a smelly job and she says, you know what, I'll stick it out with him, Shavkinala, we allow her. Hacha, but here, Afa Gavda Amra Havina Bahade, here, even though she says that I will stay with him, Loi Shavkinala. If they're married 10 years without children, even though she says, I'll stay with him, we don't allow it. Says the Gemara, but what do you mean? You're saying that the Mishnah is only talking about cases where, if she says, I want it, we let them stay. But it doesn't list the case of being married for 10 years, because even if she'd say, I want it, we don't allow them to continue. But the Mishnah does list the case that if she says, I want to stay, we don't allow them to continue. But the Mishnah lists the case of Mukashchin, where even though she says, I want to stay with him, we don't allow it. The Tnan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Chutz mi Mukashchin, except for Mukashchin, Mibnei Shemimaktoi, except for Mukashchin, where you said last night that they translated that the flesh falls off. I saw yesterday Rashi on the Mishnah actually says Shemimaktoi means melts. It's a lesson of Hamik Besarai. Okay, but the Mishnah listed a case of Mukashchin where even if she wants, we don't allow them to stay. So why wouldn't the Mishnah say being married for 10 years without children? So Gemara says there it's different. Hasam, over there, by Mukashchin, Ki Amra, Dairina Bahade, Besadi. Let's say she says, I'll live together with him with witnesses who will make sure that we're not intimate. Shavkinanla, we allow it. Hacha, but if a couple's married for 10 years, Afagav da Amra, Dairina Bahade, even if she says, I'll live with him, Besadi, with witnesses. Lo shavkinala, we don't allow it, because he's never going to marry anyone else besides her to have children with. Okay. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said, Sachli zakein echad me'anche Yushalayim. A certain old man from the men of Yushalayim told me, Esrim v'yaba mukashchenhein. There are 24 kinds of mukashchen, boils. V'kulan amru chachamim, and about all of them the sages say, Tashmish kashalahen. Relations are difficult. But Ubali Rasan Kashmikulan. Bali Rasan is the most difficult of all of them. Bali Rasan relations is the most difficult. Now Bali Rasan is some kind of condition where some kind of parasite gets into between the skull and the membrane of the brain. I don't know if there's any comparable condition. Maybe the eminent doctors know of a comparable condition today where some kind of parasite could get into the brain. But apparently it creates tremendous weakness and relations have become impossible.
There are a lot of things that it could have, but you know, mad cow disease is an affliction of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
There is a type of bug or parasite that
destroys,
goes into the brain and causes havoc.
Mm-hmm. Trichinosis? What is that? Okay. Says the Gemara, Memai Havi, where does Bali Rasan come from? The Tani will interbrise a Hekes Dam Vashimesh, one who lets blood and then has relations right after. Heavenly Bunim Vasikim will have very weak children. He kizu shneim if both husband and wife let blood and then they have relations. V'shemshu havin loy banim bali rasan. They will have children who are bali rasan. Amar papa loy amran ella dulei tamidi. This condition will only develop if they didn't eat anything after letting blood. Avol tamidi lasam. If they eat, there's no problem. Says Gemara, my simne. What are the conditions of bali rasan? Dolfan ene. If his eyes tear, v'daive nechire, and v'daive nechire, and his nose runs, v'aisile rir mipume, and he emits spittle from his mouth, v'ramu didve ilave, and flies swarm around him. That's the those are the symptoms of Bali Rasan. Umaya Suse, what's his remedy? Amar Abaye Pila. He takes a mint, the Ludna, and wormwood, Girda de Agoiza, the rind of a nut tree, the Girda de Ashban, the rind of hide, the Kalal Malka. And Melilat, what do you have the translation of a Kalamalka?
A lily.
A lily? I have Melilat. That comes probably from the Jastro, from when I learned this Gemara 30 years ago. Okay, I have Melilat. Maschala, the Dikla Sumka, and the calyx of a red date. Fishalik luhu, and you boil it, bahadidadi, you boil it all up. Umayil lay labesa, you bring him into a house of marble. Doctors, are these, does this sound familiar from, is this FDA approved? Okay. V'iloi, if you don't have a marble house, ika, v'iloi, ika besa the shisha, if there's no marble house, mayil lay labesa, bring him into a house, the shev livni, of 7 bricks, v'arich and a half a brick, where there's no draft. V'natale tlasmea kasi areshe. You pour 300 cups of this stuff on his head. Yeah, that will do it. Okay. Ad derafya arisa, until his skull is softened. Until the cranium, ad derafya arisa demaiche, until the cranium of his skull is weakened. V'kari lamoche, tear open his brain. U'maisi arba tarfidasa, bring 4 myrtle leaves. Umidli kol chad kara, lift up each leg of this parasite at a time. Umoysev chad, put each one down. Meaning put each lead on the myrtle, but if you don't do that, it's going to dig into the brain. Vishakol b'tzav, so remove it with a tongue. Vikali land, burn it, because you don't get rid of that critter. De'ilai hadar ilave, if you don't get rid of it, it's going to return. Machrez Rabbi Yochanan called out. He zaharu mizavuve shel balei rasan. Be careful from those flies of balei rasan. Rab Zera lehav yasav bezika. Rab Zera would not stay in its draft, in its wind. Rab Elazar lehav balei. Rab Elazar would not go into the tent of someone with this. Rab Ami Rav Asi lehav achli mibeid ha'im avaya. Rab Ami Rav Asi would not even eat from eggs of that neighborhood, because even though the food had a shell, Rabbi Shoban Levi, michrich b'hu, Rabbi Shoban Levi would cling to such people. Va'asik b'toira, and he would engage in Torah. Amar, he would say, ayeles ahavim, a lovely hind, v'yales chein, and it extends grace. So im chein ma'ala alam deha, if Torah gives grace to those who learn it, aguni le magna, will it not protect those from losing their grace? So they will not become Bali Rasan, because the conditions of Bali Rasan are quite disgraceful. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi would be Moiser Nefesh to Rabbi Shua ben Levi would be Moiser Nefesh to learn with these people. You know, Rabbi Aryeh Levine used to go to the leper wards, and he used to visit patients who were so contagiously, deathly ill that they had to burn the tefillin of the people, of these people who used them, and he would visit them. So like Rabbi Shua ben Levi. So ki habashachiv, when Rabbi Shua ben Levi was dying, amrulei l'malach hamavas, they said to the angel of death, zil avalei ruusa, go to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, do whatever he wants. So Azal is Chazilei. So the angel of death went and appeared to Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amar Lei, Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Achvi li duchtai, show me my place in the world to come. Amar Lei, so the angel of death said, Lechai, you got it. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, you know, I'm scared to walk with you with that big knife that you have. Havli sakina, give me your knife. Dilma mivasali, b'orcha, you're going to scare me on the road. You're going to scare me. Is this better now? Is the sound better now? You're going to scare me in the road. Yohav in L.A. So the angel of death gave Rabbi Shua ben Levi his sword. Kimata lahasam, when they got to Gan Eden, Dalia, so the angel of death lifted him up. Kamach vile, and he showed him his share. Shavar, so Rabbi Shua ben Levi jumped. Nafalu gisa, he fell to the other side. So he pulled a stunt. He jumped into Gan Eden alive. Nokte bekarna deglima. The angel of death was holding the corner of the garment of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Amar Lei, Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, nice try. B'shvuasa d'lo yasina, I swear I'm not coming back. Amar kutsha b'richu. So the Holy One, blessed be, he said, I itshul ashvuasa nahadar. The angel of death said, I'm sorry, God said, if Rabbi Shua ben Levi was ever matir shvua in his life, then he has to go back, because we'll be matir shvua. But Eloi, if he was never matir shvua loy nahadar, he doesn't have to go back. So it turned out he was never matir on his shvua. Okay. So now the angel of death is stuck, because first Rabbi Shua ben Levi jumped overboard, and he doesn't have his sword. Amar Lei, so the angel of death said, Havli sakanoi, give me my knife. Lahavakayavli, he didn't want to give it to him. Nafka Baskal, a heavenly voice cried out for Amar Lei, and it said to him, Hav Nehele, give it his sword back, Dimisba Libriyasa. The world needs it. See, Rabbi Shua ben Levi thought he was going to use it on him. So when he heard that it was not for him, he said, okay, fine. Machriz Elio Kame. Eliyahu starts proclaiming before him, Pnu makam lebar levoi, Pnu makam lebar levoi. Clear out a place for Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Clear out a place for Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Azal Ashkechel Rabbi Shua ben Yochai. He found Rashbi to have a Yosef al Tlas Osar Tachtaki Pisa. Rashbi was sitting on 13 stools of gold. He found Rabbi Shimon Yochai was sitting on 13 stools of gold. Amale, so the Rashi said, Adhu Bar Levi, you're Bar Levi. Amale Hin, he said, yes. Nira sa keshes biyamecha. Did a rainbow appear in your generation? You see, the purpose of a rainbow is to show that God doesn't want to destroy the world. But if there's such a tzaddik on the proper level, then we don't need the sign of a rainbow. The fact that there's a tzaddik, that alone is a sign enough that Hashem won't destroy the world. So Rabbi Shua ben Levi, out of humility, Amar Lehein, he said, yeah, there were rainbows. I wasn't great enough. So Raju said him, Kein Iyat Tabar Levi, then, you know, you are not what you could have been. Velohi, but it wasn't so. There were no rainbows in his time. Delay having midi, there weren't. Elasavar, he thought, Loyachsik Tivusa Nafshe, I'm not going to take credit for myself. Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Shoshvine Hava, was good buds, good buddies with the Malach HaMaves. When it was time for Rabbi Chanina bar Papa to die, Amru Leil Malach HaMaves, they said to Malach HaMaves, Zil Avad Leil Reusa, go do what Rabbi Chanina bar Papa wants. Do him a favor. Azul Agabe, so the Malach HaMaves comes to Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Vizchazule, and he appears to him. Amar Levi Chanina bar Papa said, no, I'm not ready. Shavku, let me be Tlasin Yom for 30 days. Adinahader Tamudai, until I review my learning. Da Amri, because the rabbis taught, Ashri mi shabalakam Tamud biyadai. Fortunate is someone who comes here with his learning in his hand. Yeah? That's a Gemara we in Psachim and Daf Nun, Ma'id Katan Chav Ches, Ba'al Basu Yudam Ad Beis. I need to prepare. And on Rav Miller's last day, he was chazering Meseches Bechoyreis Ba'al Peh. And K'tsoy Sachoyshan. Lebasar Tlas and Yoimin, after 30 days, Azal, he came as Chazal, he appeared to him. Amar Leh, he said to him, Achvi li duchtoi. Rav Chanina bar Papa said, show me my place. Amar Leh, the angel of death said, L'chai, I'll show it to you, no problem. Amar Leh, he said, Havli sakinach. Give me your knife. Dilma mevasli burchi, might frighten me on the way. Amar Leh, the angel of death said, "Nah, kechavrach basel mevele. You want to do to me like your buddy Reb Shua ben Levi? I'm not giving you my knife. You're going to jump into Gan Eden." Amar Leh, Reb Chanina bar Papa said, "I see Sefer Torah. The Chazi, bring a Sefer Torah and see me iko midi the kasvei delei kayemte. Bring a Sefer Torah and you show me. Is there anything in the Torah that it says and I didn't fulfill?" So the angel of death said, come on, you don't stand up to Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you don't hang out with Bali Rasan. Amar Leh, mi ichracht be Bali Rasan? Do you hang around Bali Rasan, vi asked the Torah, and you engage in Torah? Nevertheless, even though Hitaka was not on that level, but vafil hachi, nevertheless, kinach nafshe, when Rabbi Chanina bar Papa died, ifsikle amuda denura, a column of fire interposed, separated, bein didei, between him, la'alma, and the rest of the world. Ugmiri, we have a tradition, delay mifsik amuda nura, that the column of fire does not interrupt, ela l'chad bedara, only for one in the generation, or l'train bedara, or two in the generation. So he was a very great man, evidenced by the fact that he had an amuda denura at his levaya. So they needed to bury him. But there was a column of fire in the way. Karav legabei Rabbi Alexandria. Alexandria tried to come close. Amar, he said, Asei b'shvil kvod chachamim, let me come in honor of the sages. Lo ashkach. He didn't pay attention. Asei b'shvil kvod avicha, do it for the honor of your father. Lo ashkach. Asei b'shvil kvod atzcha, do it for your own honor. Istalik. So the fire went away. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, La afuke miman dolekayim. The fire was to keep away those who did not fulfill the Torah. Amalei Ravada bar Masna said, no, lafuki mimar, it's to keep you away. Me, says Abaye. He said, yeah, deloy islay makala igre. You don't even put a fence around your roof. You know how to have a fence without a roof, and you don't put a fence around your roof. Delohi, it's not so. Mi hava, he did have it. Vahi shaitan, at that time, hu deshad yazika, he did have it. And at that time, the wind blew it down. Amar Rabbi Chanina said, "Mipnei ma in bali rasan bebavel? Why are there no bali rasan in Bavel? It's a very rare disease in Bavel. Mipnei sha'ochlin trudin, because in Bavel they eat these healthy foods, beets, v'shoyts and shecher shel hizmi, and they drink beer of hops." Am Rabbi Yochanan said, "Mnei ma'in mitzayram bebavel. Why there are no lepers in Bavel? Mnei sha'ochlen tradin. They eat beets, v'shoyis and shechar, and they drink beer. V'roichts mnei paras, and they bathe in the Euphrates. That's why Jews like to have horseradish chrein on their fish. It has beets in it. It keeps away all these bad things. Hadrin alach hamadir es ishtai. So Bez Hashem, with your permission." I might want to start the parak this week, because I might not be around next week. Okay, so stay tuned for the schedule for Ayin Ches. Baruch Hashem, we finished Hamader. Hamader had some whopper blot. And thank you very much. Have a wonderful night. Kol Tov. Kol Tov.
Just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.